know, as we go about our daily routine, we do things that we've learned and repeated over and over, such as personal hygiene, cooking, eating, routine duties at home or at work, but we had to learn these things to begin with. We may modify our daily duties and strike out and try something new. Learning to fly an airplane, for example. This action would be accompanied with considerable instruction before even leaving the ground. Or even something as simple as a new meal comes with instruction, a recipe, in order to get the thing right. Even though we may have the ability to improvise in certain areas, we must first have received instruction that set the ground rules for whatever we're going to do. Strong's word number 8451, Torah, is usually defined and translated as law. The Hebrew has a much deeper meaning. We tend to think of law as representative of our legal system. We think of things in relation to our personal surroundings. As human beings, we seem to focus on ourselves. That's how we relate to the world. We become the center of everything. The word Torah, however, has a meaning that is more related to that of instruction, or guidelines, if you will, as related to how we are to respond to different circumstances in order to successfully navigate life in this world. These instructions were given to us by Yahweh, our Elohim, our Creator. One would think if anyone would know how to navigate this life, the one who created it would have a pretty good idea. Okay, so that gets us to the what do we do now point. Well, using our daily routine model, we want to make sure that we're doing it, whatever it is, that we're doing it right. Or we want to try to do something new, or maybe we want to look at things through a whole new set of lenses. Where do we start? Since childhood, most of us have had exposure to the Bible, the Hebrew Scriptures, the New Testament. That's a good place to start. Well, sure, there are other religious writings available to us. The other writings talk about the ancient history of whatever mighty ones they have and how to appease them. Or some talk about how to submit to the Elohim of that book, whatever that book is, and force others into submission as well. But the Hebrew Scriptures, the Torah, the Nevi'im, the Ketuvim, along with the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament, provide guidance and choices so that we can choose the life we want to live. And it also talks about blessings and curses. Let's look at some of these blessings. Let's look in Deuteronomy chapter 28. I'll just read what the word has to say. Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting with verse 1. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey Yahweh your Elohim, being careful to do all his commandments which I command you today, Yahweh your Elohim will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey Yahweh your Elohim. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Yahweh shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. Yahweh will command the blessing upon you in your barns and in all that you put in your hand to. And he will bless you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim gives you. Yahweh will establish you as a set-apart people to himself, as he swore to you, if you keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim and walk in his ways. So all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of Yahweh, and they will be afraid of you. Yahweh will make you abound in prosperity, in the offspring of your body, and in the offspring of your beast, and in the produce of your ground, in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers to give you. Yahweh will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Yahweh will make you the head and not the tail, and you only will be above, and you will not be underneath. If you listen to the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I charge you today, to observe them carefully, and do not turn aside from any of the words which I command you today, to the right or to the left, to go after other Elohim to serve them. Wow. Yahweh likes his people. Yahweh wants our lives to be blessed. He wants us to have a successful life here in this world. Too often we read a few of the words of Scripture and think to know what it is that they say. We want for quick understanding and an easy route. When a full understanding of the Word gives us a greater picture as to our relationship with the Almighty. This passage of Scripture tells of a wonderful Elohim, an Elohim of love in providing for his family, protecting his family, showing his family the way of a successful, happy, prosperous life within the world he created. However, these books are filled with if-then situations. We've been told about the blessings that are in store for us if we follow the instructions. We tend to forget about the then part of the equation. We as a people tend toward pain avoidance. We want everything to be perfect in our lives without any of those pesky consequences. We don't like to think that there may be a price to pay for our failure to choose wisely, to follow the instructions. After all, if we say we're sorry, isn't that what's required? Then we go on our merry way to praise Yah in whatever way we see fit. I think not. The instructions warn of consequences of poor choices. We are free to make any choice that we want, but we must also live with the consequences of those choices. Deuteronomy talks about abundant blessings. If we choose the instructive path, if we choose to do what we're told will lead us to a successful life, to a blessed life. But it also talks of the curses that result if we choose to go off on our own. If we choose to do things a different way. If we think to ourselves, you know, I think I have a better idea on how to do this life. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 68 gives the complete story of what happens if you choose, which you're free to do, to live your life differently than what Yahweh tells us would be a blessed life. Deuteronomy 28, starting with verse 15. But it shall come about, if you do not obey Yahweh your Elohim, to observe to do all his commands and his statutes, with which I charge you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Let me stop there for just a second. It says that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. And that doesn't mean some of them. All means all. So let's read all of them. Cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. Yahweh will send upon you curses, confusion, and rebuke in all you undertake to do, until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly, on account of the evil of your deeds, because you have forsaken me. Yahweh will make the pestilence cling to you until he has consumed you from the land where you are entering to possess it. Yahweh will smite you with consumption and with fever and with inflammation and with fiery heat and with the sword and with blight and with mildew, and they will pursue you until you perish. The heaven which is over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you iron. Yahweh will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. Yahweh shall cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will go out one way against them, but you will flee seven ways before them. And you will be an example of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your carcasses will be food for all the birds of the sky, to the beasts of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. Yahweh will smite you with boils of Egypt, and with tumors, and with the scab, with the itch from which you cannot be healed. Yahweh will smite you with madness and with blindness, with bewilderment of heart, and you will grope at noon as the blind man gropes in darkness, and you will not prosper in your ways, but you shall only be oppressed and robbed continually, with none to save you. You shall betroth a wife, but another man will violate her. You shall build a house, but you will not live in it. You shall plant a vineyard, but you will not use its fruit. Your ox shall be slaughtered before your eyes, but you will not eat of it. Your donkey shall be torn away from you, and you will not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given to your enemies, and you will have none to save you. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, while your eyes look on and yearn for them continually. But there will be nothing you can do. A people whom you do not know shall eat up the produce of your ground and all your labors. And you will never be anything but oppressed and crushed continually. You shall be driven mad by the sight of what you see. Yahweh will strike you on the knees and legs with sore boils, from which you cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the crown of your head. Yahweh will bring you and your king, whom you set over you, to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there you shall serve other Elohim, wood and stone, and you shall become a horror, a proverb, and a taunt among the people where Yahweh drives you. You shall bring out much seed to the field, but you will gather little, for the locust will consume it. You shall plant and cultivate vineyards, but you will neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worm will devour them. You shall have olive trees throughout your territory, but you will not anoint yourself with the oil, for your olives will drop off. You shall have sons and daughters, but they will not be yours, for they will go into captivity. The cricket shall possess all your trees and the produce of your ground. The alien who is among you shall rise above you higher and higher, but you will go down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you will not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you will be the tail. So all these curses shall come on you and pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you would not obey Yahweh your Elohim by keeping his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. They shall become a sign and a wonder on you and your descendants forever, because you did not serve Yahweh your Elohim with joy and a glad heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore, you shall serve your enemies whom Yahweh will send against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in the lack of all things. And he will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. Yahweh will bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as the eagle swoops down, a nation whose language you do not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, who will have no respect for the old, nor show favor to the young. Moreover, it shall eat the offspring of your herd and the produce of your ground until you are destroyed, who also leaves you no grain, new wine, nor oil, nor the increase of your herd, or the young of your flock, until they have caused you to perish. It shall besiege you in all your towns until your high and fortified walls in which you trusted come down throughout your land, and it shall besiege you in all your towns throughout your land which Yahweh your Elohim has given you. Then you shall eat the offspring of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters whom Yahweh your Elohim has given you, during the siege and distress by which your enemy will oppress you. The man who is refined and very delicate among you shall be hostile toward his brother and toward his wife, and toward the wife he cherishes, and toward the rest of his children who remain, so that he will not even one of them, so he will not give even one of them any of the flesh of his children which he will eat, since he has nothing else left. During the siege and the distress by which your enemy will oppress you in all your towns, the refined and delicate woman among you, who would not venture to set the sole of her foot on the ground for delicateness and refinement, shall be hostile toward the husband she cherishes, and toward her son and daughter, and toward the afterbirth which issues from between her legs, toward her children whom she bears, for she will eat them secretly for lack of anything else. During the siege and the distress by which your enemy will oppress you in your towns, if you are not careful to observe all the words of this law, which are written in this book, to fear this honored and awesome name, Yahweh your Elohim, then Yahweh will bring extraordinary plagues on you and your descendants, even severe and lasting plagues and miserable and chronic sickness. He will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they will cling upon you. Also every sickness and every plague which not written in the law, book of the law, Yahweh will bring on you until you are destroyed. Then you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as numerous as the stars of heaven, because you did not obey Yahweh your Elohim. It shall come about that as Yahweh delighted over you to prosper you and multiply you, so Yahweh will delight over you to make you perish and destroy you, and you will be torn from the land where you are entering to possess it. Moreover, Yahweh will scatter you among all peoples, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth, and there you shall serve other Elohim, wood and stone, which you or your fathers have known. Among those nations you shall find no rest, and there will be no resting place for the sole of your foot. But where Yahweh will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and despair of soul. So your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you will be in dread night and day, and shall have no assurance of your life. In the morning you shall say, "Would that it were evening," and in the evening you shall say, "Would that it were morning," because the dread of your heart, which you dread, and for the sight of your eyes, which you will see, Yahweh will bring you back to Egypt in ships, by the way about which I spoke to you. You will never see it again. And there you will offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, but there will be no buyers. No, it's a lot of words. It's a long passage of Scripture. But it's up to us. We're given instructions. The Torah. We're told how Yahweh feels about adherence to the Torah. Yahweh wants the best for us. His chosen people. He wants us to make good decisions. Do you think he would mislead us? That's the realm of the deceiver, Hasatan. Hasatan wants you to be misled. He wants Yahweh to be brought to ruin. Yahweh wants a family. And he has gone to great lengths to make that happen. He's provided the blood necessary to nullify a blood covenant so that he could redeem his bride, Israel. Yahweh has gone to great lengths to impress on us the necessity that we make good decisions, good choices. He wants the whole of creation to return to the way it was to have been since the beginning. He wants his children to return home. He wants the prodigal to come home. But only as a set-apart people. A people that seek his face and have only Yahweh in their heart. Not for their own sake, but for the sake of Yahweh and Yahshua. We've been told how to choose the right path through the written Torah. We have been shown how to live the right path by the living Torah. Yahshua HaMashiach. We have only to agree and make a choice for life. I know we've had a lot of scripture here today, but I want to share with you just a little more. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, and death and adversity. In that I command you today to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that Yahweh your Elohim may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. But if your heart turns away and you will not obey, but are drawn away and worship other Elohim and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants, by loving Yahweh your Elohim, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him. For this is your life and the length of your days, that you may live in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, to give them. The choice is yours. The way is Torah. Hallelujah.